Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Starting off with that 3342 music, Emacs the Image, producer, he did the R&B. Vocals came from that Detox album, the long-awaited Detox. And welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, verse 43 already. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. For those who are listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you have any music, if you have any commercials, anything you want to send in, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. For those who would like to know, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1, and that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, and the Twitter feed of Hip Hop Workshop 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent N. Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records, Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. That website where you can get 3342 Music is www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is still Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where tomorrow's guest will be proprietor ENT, and that airs before the 6 p.m. Queens Court. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, and the YouTube page of Miss Commentary. That's Miss Commentary. Then you space it and put Cleveland. Now, a whole lot of things that I got into on that. I want to go to my phone callers. I'm looking at a 216-804 as well as an area code of 702-609. A lot of things to talk about, but I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment because I know if I don't do it now, I'll forget about it. So number 10, debuting O period X period E period, making a nice buzz, debuting back at number 9. Debuting at number 9, Beatrice, a.k.a. Lady Beatrice. Number 8, by putting out newer material, Take a Flick, a.k.a. Mr. Take a Flick, Take a Flick TV. Number 7, moving up, BWE Entertainment. Number 6, Joseph P. Motley Jr. On YouTube. The song Grown Man Anthem is doing nice, as well as the Black House Sounds Nelson Mandela video. Number 5, HGS No Time to Sleep, YouTube. The page of GMS Hood Famous TV, 1,000-plus views. And a new music video coming up featuring Ronnie B., Rich Lucky, Rich Carlisle, Sheriff Kilroy. That's coming up sooner than later. Number 4, CUYAHDOG, Kai Dog Crew page on Facebook, 8,000-plus views on the preview commercial. Number 3, Facebook debuting the anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland Police. More on that in a little while. Number 2, and that's very important, number 2 is Igloo Crew Records. Last Sunday through Wednesday reunion, came back in town, shot music videos, did radio appearances, and more. Number 1, moving up, because of the sheer volume of the people that they had there. Art McCoy, Celebrity Roast of Al Porter Jr., the 5-year anniversary, it's Black on Black Crime, Incorporated President. More later, that happened last Wednesday. I'll get to that in a little while. It's rude. I've got people on the phone lines. 216-804. 216-804, how are you doing? 216-804 going once, going twice, thrice. Thank you very much for not hanging up on me. I don't care if you're watching Dancing with the Stars, if you're watching Monday Night Raw, I appreciate you for hanging out. You might be at work because there are some people who told me they could not talk to me while they were at work, but they didn't mind listening, and I appreciate the earbuds or the headphones or whatever you choose to listen. And with that making it very easy, I don't even have to take a break and a pause. Let's go to the 702 area code with the 609. It looks extremely familiar to me. 702 area code, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, all things considered. Is this the man called Hawk?
That is affirmative. This is a man called Hawk calling from 702. 702 being the Las Vegas area code, brother. How's it been, man?
It's been well. It's been well. How's it been for you, sir?
Well, I'm just, I'm going through the motions a little bit. And it's not going too bad. I'm actually pulling security for MGI tonight, so I was able to call in and listen in. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be available. But I wanted to. Go ahead and, hear what was going on at least, and maybe share a couple things. I am no longer with 50/50 Entertainment. Okay. Instead, I am the junior partner of Nightbreed, and it's COO and talent relations. That particular label, as well as the trademark, is all under reconstruction at the moment. But I assure you, within the next 3 or 4 months, we'll be coming up with some new stuff. My man Jason Montgomery, the gatekeeper, he's formulating a few things. with his new equipment in his laboratory. So if his stuff doesn't pop up, or excuse me, if our stuff doesn't pop up on SoundCloud, it will most definitely pop up on Facebook.
Got you. Wow. Congratulations, first of all. Whoever works with you, they are getting one of the most studious, one of the ones who pays very close attention to detail. So you are extremely detailed with what you do. As far as my personal opinion, from what you have done so far that I've met you, and I have to ask you, in going through that, what causes you to be the way you are? Because I feel a lot of us could learn from you, such as the fact that you're already given a time frame of 4 months, whereas some people would call up and say, well, I formed a partnership, this is my new position, and coming next week will be, this is like meticulous. And please talk to the listeners out there because I'm excited and I would like to know more about what can we expect with your position with Nightbreed, because that is an entertainment company. Jason Montgomery, I really respect, consistent down through all of the years that I've known, you know, that I've known of the company and all of that. Please talk to us about the details and specifics, because you're talking about a full plan, more than a 90-day business plan.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and give a specific, not only specific, but realistic time frame, because believe me, if I go on the air with people listening, then I say that something is going to drop next week, believe me, within 7 days, you would hear about it. So that is not in the works at the moment. I say about 4 months because I'm also rounding up producers that aren't really working with anybody. So I'm making a few moves here and there, and most of it is word of mouth, considering the social distancing standards that we have to abide by. Perfect. You know, they say, you know, we gotta be better safe than sorry. As far as my attention to detail, let's just say that it is the military discipline that I did not exercise when I was serving this country in the Air Force 30 years ago. Let's just say that I had to pick that up, you know, a little later in life in order to survive. So that's where my attention to detail comes from. I also want to put out there that my man Jamel RX, a.k.a. Ill Tactic, has joined us in Nightbreed, so you will be able to find him on Facebook, and he is formulating or compiling his SoundCloud page as we speak. With the three of us, we are also putting together something called hashtag Black Mass, which is a super group that should be dropping something at least in the spring. I'm actually working the groundwork on that myself with a couple of guys that I work with. So you will hear more on that later. And for me to actually get on the phone, like I said, today was a privilege because of where I am this Monday. So it would only be every blue moon. It would be whenever I'm working the guard shack here, I'll be able to get on with you guys and pass on direct information. Otherwise, it'll most definitely be on Facebook and or SoundCloud.
Man, I appreciate the information and definitely being able to hear what's going on. I'm just thankful, and again, congratulations, because you have worked so hard and been there for a lot of different people, and it's excellent to see the fruits of your labor pay off. And me being a music fan and fanatic for 216-440, any regional artist, I'm just thankful to at least be privy to that information. So I want to thank you. And is there anything else you would like to impart? Because, man, after everything, you were the first one who really hit us with that hashtag for 2020 vision. Now with the elections and everything else that has happened and come to pass, what is it you would like to at least share with, you know, those listening out there as far as some things that you would like to see us look for or watch for and not sleep on in the near future?
Okay, well, hashtag 2020 vision, you did bring that up. I'll go ahead and elaborate on that. It was supposed to have been, we were supposed to have had great, great aspirations for this year. But what it did is it opened our eyes for that which was hidden. It pulled the wool away. We have more wolves than sheep out here. Okay? I mean, no one saw the fangs. No one saw the gore, you know, hanging out of their mouths or anything until that wool got pulled from our eyes. And so now we have to awaken a lot more, because although we see it, a lot of us aren't acting upon it when it comes to self-preservation. There are a lot of what I call happy slaves out here that I've seen in this warehouse alone. I'm not going to get into that right now, but I assure you, once I make whatever transition that I can out of here, I'm going to jump all over this company, I guarantee you. So let's just say that 2020 vision, to me, I would hope has opened the eyes, all three of them, to the practices that we thought were long gone and long dead. Now is time for the dry bones in the valley to get up and start moving around again, that being the consciousness that has died throughout our communities. We have to wake up from that and resurrect ourselves from that if we're going to see any future for our children and our grandchildren, especially now that the Trump and Pence administration is packing up.
Right. Man, I thank you for the phone call. It has been enlightening as always. And again, I just send out my prayers to you, your family.
Thank you,
all
sir.
More than welcome. All those in the company of Nightbreed, continued success, and may you definitely have a safe holiday and beyond. I just want to say I appreciate you, brother. It means a lot.
I appreciate you too, and I'm liking the material you're dropping, man. Keep hitting them with that truth decay, bro. Chop away at the lies, man, and open eyes. That's what you do.
Hey, I appreciate all of that. Hey, Creator willing, I will continue to do that. May you enjoy the rest of your evening and beyond. I appreciate you very much.
All right, thanks a lot, Sheriff, man. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, brother. For real, though, as a matter of fact, man, I'll have to get the super group, Nightbreed Entertainment and others, on the Tuesday radio program at voiceitradio.com. And while I'm doing things and discussing certain things here and there, I think, why not? Let's talk about a legend. They have their remix out, but I'm going to stick to the one that started it all. Suave Gotti, Kim Ra, GMS Hood Famous TV, Hood Famous TV, Kaya Dog Nation. Like I say, that Kaya Dog crew page on Facebook, CUYAHDOG page. Why not?
Welcome, out of town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God,
you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Hogan, Dobie. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I'm Brown, anointed, white stripes. The Seed Town Life, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We don't flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pound be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And, of course, the guitar that backed everything up was from the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band. As I go through things, I do know I need to at least, I said, it's one of those things that I said more later. And so I would like to take the chance and the time to at least say that, and keeping my word, for those who may not have seen it on Facebook, it says, Anniversary Rally 137 shots. Cleveland police murders of two. That's this coming Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will say 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that starts at Heritage Middle School parking lot, 14110 Terrace Road. It is hosted by the Art McCoy University of Common Sense Radio Show and Imperial Women's Coalition. Basically speaking, it's like this. Masks and social distancing are required for this public event. You can contact 216-804-7462 or 216-659-0473. We will never forget the 137 shots Cleveland police murder of unarmed blacks, Tim Russell, 43, and Melissa Williams, age 30, following a car chase by police, Cleveland to Heritage Middle School in East Cleveland on November 29th, some years ago. Our protest and rally are set for Saturday, November 28th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Heritage Middle School parking lot, where 13 non-black Cleveland cops gunned down Tim and Melissa execution style, and nobody paid a price. We will not forget. The speaking list is forthcoming. The two host groups are affiliated groups, which include Black Man's Army, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Survivors and Victims of Tragedy, Peace in the Hood, Oppressed People's Nation, and many more, including the fact that you will have council people speaking from East Cleveland and Cleveland, other community partners and shareholders. That is what is happening and will be happening this coming Saturday. A footnote to that, today, Melissa Williams' mother, Martha Williams, they had a viewing for Martha Williams, who passed last week. And so at this coming Saturday's event, we will remember Melissa Williams' mother, and talk to Melissa Williams' uncle, Alfredo Williams, today. Very somber event, but an event where we will not forget. That's all I can say for that. We will not forget. Side note of not forgetting, I don't know if it segues in well with it or not, but I was last week I saw on a couple of a news interviews that Samaria Rice, and I have to give a shout out to the Tamir Rice Afrocentric Cultural Center, the foundation's core initiative, the Tamir Rice Afrocentric Cultural Center, that will open in Cleveland, Ohio. The center will provide arts, cultural, education, and civic programs to youth ages 10 to 19, 6117 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For those who want more information, the Gmail is TAMIRRICEFoundation@gmail.com. I had to take the time because the Tamir Rice Afrocentric Cultural Center, I'm going to say, as I talk to you all, that would not have been if there hadn't been such a strong mom, a strong woman, as in 2014, the murder of 12-year-old Tamir Rice at the hands of Cleveland police stunned the nation. To uplift Tamir's memory and service his legacy, his mother, Miss Samaria Rice, founded the Tamir Rice Foundation in 2016. Under Ms. Rice's leadership, the foundation advocates for youth and families with its core initiative, the Tamir Rice Afrocultural Center, serving as an enriching space to keep children safe from the unjust. And so with that being said, and I visited that center, they, because of coronavirus, they provided meals for children and other things like that. But I have to say I thank Samaria Rice, because there are a lot of parents and loved ones who lose their people police. They do. Sometimes they settle. Sometimes they're beaten back, and they just go away after everything is done. Samaria Rice has not done that. She still is demanding justice. And today, when I was surprised, looking at Channel 5 News, when the lawyers for Tamir Rice's family sent the letter to the Department of Justice demanding to know why the investigation was closed and why they weren't informed. That's deep. As attorneys representing the family of Tamir Rice, who was the Cleveland boy, 12 years old, shot and killed by Cleveland police in 2014, have sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice demanding answers after, you know, some revelation from the New York Times and Washington Post that reported federal investigations ended when political supervisors denied requests from career prosecutors to convene a grand jury to investigate the case. And Samaria Rice did say they should be indicted and convicted about the officers involved in her son's death, both of them. And she said that Tamir Rice was shot and killed by Cleveland police officer Timothy Lohman after he and his partner, Officer Frank Garback, responded to a call at Cadell Rec Center on November 22, 2014. It's awful not to have any justice for your child. Her son was only 12. Which is what she put back. Now, the letter, which was sent by the Chandra, C-H-A-N-D-R-A, that brother does not play at all. He just doesn't. The Chandra Law Firm to Attorney General William Barr and Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Eric Dreeben demands that the Department of Justice officials, number one, confirm that the Department of Justice has no intention to provide the Rice family with justice and provide a full account of what internal recommendations about investigation and prosecution of the officers were made, by whom, why internal review took so long, and who was responsible for the delay and any decisions not to convene a grand jury or prosecute. Number two, explain why the Department of Justice didn't communicate these decisions to Ms. Rice through her counsel, despite her right under 42 U.S.C. at 10607C3A and E2B3 to notice of the status of the investigation and her right under Ohio law to be treated with dignity and respect. Number three, provided redacted copies of the internal memoranda recommendations to supervisors and attachments from the career prosecutors. The newspaper articles referred to memoranda. Number four, provide a copy of the whistleblower complaints referenced in the articles and any attachments with the whistleblower's name redacted. And five, explain why the department's Office of Inspector General refused to investigate this incident when the jurisdiction of the Office of Professional Ethics is more limited to violations of the rules of professional conduct rather than the broader decision-making integrity issues that are a part of the Inspector General's preview. As the letter suggests, that the current administration unduly delayed decision-making and politically interfered with the recent judgment of career line prosecutors. It notes that the line prosecutors reportedly resigned from Department of Justice service. So, you know, those are some of the main things. And I want to say I thank Samaria Rice for not stopping. Just not. Because by them doing that, it can also make other local police officers, supervisors, and others a little bit more aware of, wait a minute, do I want to go down this road because nobody's stopping? And that can be one of the most important things of all. So I just wanted to point out the fact that Samaria Rice did not stop. And by her not stopping, it caused at least ripple effect. She even donated and gave back to the community with the Tamir Rice Afrocentric Cultural Center. I see a 601-513 phone number. By it being a 601 area code, for all I know, it's probably somebody calling to let me know that it's open enrollment on Medicare coverage, and they're probably trying to get me signed up to a new health plan of some sort. But that's all right. They've got a right to speak for a few minutes. 601 area code with a 513. How you doing out there?
You know what? You have the funniest way of letting me come in. You're talking about health care, and I do have a plan for health care. How's everybody doing out there? Michael B. Landon, presidential candidate, still in the game. How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you said what you did, because let's start off with this. Got to ask these questions just because I have to ask them. It looks like, for all intents and purposes, the states are ratifying everything as far as the elections. They're ratifying.
I'm glad they're ratifying. I'm actually happy that they're ratifying. Go ahead.
Okay. Most recent thing that happened is the federal judge rejects Trump's campaign's Pennsylvania lawsuit with prejudice, saying it lacks factual proof.
Correct.
The federal judge dismissed the Trump campaign.
And I want to say this, it's designed, it's planned, but you can continue and we'll finish behind that, but continue. It's planned.
Okay, no problem. And the U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Bryan wrote that he would not disenfranchise almost 7 million voters as the Trump campaign had sought, and that apparently they have armed, when seeking such a startling outcome, a plaintiff would come formidably armed with compelling legal arguments and factual proof of rampant corruption. And the fact that we have, I would like to say, it would appear so many, even Republicans, are coming out saying, like Chris Christie, that Trump basically lost the election. It's time to, if you don't have the proof, let it go. Joe Biden is the president. Now, these are Republicans saying that.
Yeah.
And some lawmakers and governors who are Republicans are saying Joe Biden is the next president. With that being said, so many people dancing out in the streets who supported Biden-Harris.
I'm glad they danced.
With that being said, are you ready to concede the election to Joe Biden?
Well, you know, here's the thing. And, you know, like I said, this is my first time getting into politics. I mean, I was always fascinated with politics because I guess it was in my blood and so forth. After all the evidence has been shown to me and I've shown to y'all, I guess it's in the blood. So, therefore, as a Landingham, it's always been in my blood. I've never gave up on anything. I've always tried and believed in fully. This is the biggest thing I've ever done in my life, and it's for other people. It's not for me. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for other people. And the only way I'm doing it for other people is because I'm doing it because we need a leader to know how to bring us together. And it's got to be truth and honesty and love and courage. And I figured what I did with my family would be the key to show Americans how we can all come together, blacks and whites, no matter who you are. And I got attacked by this president.
Yes.
How can I walk away and yield to somebody tell me I'm not black if I don't vote for him? First of all, he could have said it in a different way. I'm not attacking Joe, but I'm just saying even he could have said it in a different way, because when it comes to race, you got to be careful what you say to me as a black man. You got to be damn so careful what you got to say to me, because this is what Trump has left out there. No matter if he's here or gone, it's here. It's going to be here. The only way you can destroy that is somebody that can show who he really is. And I have the story. I have the key.
Okay.
And so how can I concede? How should I concede with the truth in my
hands? Yes, sir.
I can't do that. After all us black folks, as much as we've been through, as much as we prayed, and we're sitting there surrendering again. This is not a revolution of what I speak of.
Yes, sir.
My cousin, George Washington. Yes, that is my cousin. Shocking. My grandfather's father was white. He's kin to those people. Yes. Those are the ones for a decade we've been talking. And he said, he looked at them British, he said, wait a minute. Hell no. Y'all boys better get up and get your weapons, get your guns, get your boats. What guns or boats? So let's get that straight. Right now, modern rounds are talking about boats. But you got to have the right boats with the truth. And with the truth, what George Washington did to gather all them people to start a revolution, to free us, to almost have almost 250 years of freedom. And you can't have this one guy come up here acting like he's for us, but he's a Russian agent. And everybody in the government knows him, even the Democrats. But they're sitting here giving up weak impeachments. Also losing the House this term, 23 seats. If their message was true and sound, how come they're losing things? Democrats. Both parties have failed the American people. That's why I cannot concede this race. LandinghamCase.com. Landingham. Landing the plane, then going ham. Case.com will show you who Donald Trump is. Number two, who these Republicans are following. And number three, pray to God they wake up, all of them, and say, nah, I'm good. You can't go after an African American and try to sabotage his campaign like that because he's kin to these people, Robert E. Lee and all that. He embraced it and trying to bring us together. I promise you, America, two things are going to happen with this story. With me. And when you talk about the Electoral College, we have until the 14th of December. And this is the 23rd of November. Hello. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you so much for that motivation.
I want to finish. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I just want to say this part right here and I'll be finished. I'm sorry. Once the story comes out, I mean, fully on the news and everything, it will. Pretty soon, I guarantee it. Before the 14th of December, before they ratify the votes for Joe Biden, the American people will ask two questions. Number one, Donald Trump, you're gone. You're gone now. We're not waiting until January. You're gone now. Number two, Joe Biden, did you know about this? Look at my Facebook, the party, We the People on Facebook. You'll see that answer. We have to come together. And I ask you to take a second, third look at me. I am one of you. That's why I'm running. No matter if you're white or black, no matter the struggles, but we all got to come together. And I appreciate the time being with you, Brother Al, and with your audience.
Thank you so much. We will keep you in our prayer. May you have a very safe and blessed holiday from now and keep it going. We appreciate you.
No problem. Y'all take care. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stay safe out there, okay? Stay safe.
Be at peace. As a matter of fact, I appreciate that message. It was very, very uplifted and very, very well needed. So I can say that we appreciate that. You know, sometimes you think you're going to do one thing and you end up looking and saying, nah, I'm going to play this instead. Hey, I have to give this to the brother. When you do certain things, sometimes you have to stand alone when you know you're representing the people. And because he is representing the people, that's why he's standing alone. But he's definitely not standing by himself. He has spiritual help. It has caused him to get a great deal of people who are voting interested in what he has to say. Hey, this goes out to my brother, Michael D. Landingham. We the people. The party of We the People.
I walk alone, I stand alone. 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 I walk alone.
I stand alone, I walk alone, 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 I walk alone, I stand alone, like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith. Creator's got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. Can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
HJS Music.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand alone.
At the front stage. Severance Center.
Alone.
Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue,
alone.
Queens. 2190 at
Stand
Chandler
alone.
Park Building. Pastor Wicked.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock.
Alone.
Pastor Reed.
Stand
154
alone.
Kipling Avenue.
Stand
Community
alone.
Ministry. Pastor
Stand
Hare.
Alone.
15415 Kipling Avenue.
Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
Some HJS Music 3342 collaboration. I'm going to at least say that I'm very humbled. Very humbled because it is on YouTube, and what I'm going to make sure that I do is that I put it on Facebook as well. I do want to at least say that I'll probably put it on the Man in the Streets page, and I'm humbled because last Wednesday, we celebrated 5 years. It was 5 years I've been president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. 5 years. And the brother Art McCoy decided, hey, what you all should do is do a celebrity roast. And I thought it was very interesting until I realized I was the one being roasted. But that's a different story for a different time. My thing is, it's a blessing to have been, I will say, put in a situation where I'm thankful. I'm thankful that people thought of me quite well enough. It was a beautiful affair. Ernest L. Smith, City Council of East Cleveland, spoke about what kind of man is Al Porter. It's been interesting fighting for the city of East Cleveland. The red light, speed light cameras, Huron Road Hospital, helping with the recall and not even being a resident of East Cleveland, but because I knew some of those were the right type of things to deal with. The Dialogue Center was where it was held. To hear from Brother Theodore Gary of the museum, the African American Museum, which is on Crawford Road, to hear from Brother Art, who had some embarrassing stories to tell, my Vice President Elizabeth Steele, Tenzai, Judy Martin. I'll even give the Reverend her credit. Brick House Wellness that decided to really shame me and bring up bring myself up to show my two left feet in doing Zumba. It's very, very, it was a very, very blessed thing in itself. Just to at least, it was a lot of love there, a lot of love. Commentary Cleveland YouTube page and all the different ones, Therese. I would like to call attention, and a nice little after party too, but I would like to call attention to, of course, Day May, Danielle Woods, Queen, very special, the fact that she took the time to drive in with family. Had a lot of nice presents and things, but when you come through, and I know that this was one of her favorites, so for the people who care, for the people who are there, because this is one of your favorite songs and mine too, why not throw this one out, East Side, for you, Be Right Back.
I chose that I breathe the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you. Yo, I did it all for you. Yo, I do it all for you. Yo, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you.
Track that was made tribute to Mitt Romney as Romney rips Trump in a late night tweet about 3 days ago, which called the president's actions effort to subvert the will of the people. And Mitt Romney is not Democrat, he's Republican. And Senator Mitt Romney, Republican, Utah, took to Twitter late Thursday to rip President Trump, saying the president had failed to make even a plausible case of widespread fraud or conspiracy before a court of law. Romney said, you know, earlier this month that he didn't have a problem with Trump challenging the election results and told Fox News on a Sunday he once considered challenging the 2012 election results when he lost to President Obama. He said he thought it was appropriate for the president to make sure that the vote count has been done properly. But Romney's tone seemed to have taken a dramatic shift shortly after Rudy Giuliani made the case for the Trump campaign's challenge of the 2020 election results, where Romney took to Twitter and said, having failed to make even a plausible case of widespread fraud or conspiracy before any court of law, the president has now resorted to overt pressure on state and local officials to subvert the will of the people and overturn the election. It is difficult to imagine a worse, more undemocratic action by a sitting American president. Those things in itself that I spoke about, that's like a, you know, if Samari Rice's story earlier was like a 14-foot step ladder over the soapbox, this is only a 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox because everything is right and direct to the point. We talked about a few things when candidate Michael D. Landingham called in earlier. That's all I can say is that's it. And it's been very interesting when it comes to standing alone as a Republican because Romney said himself he didn't vote for Trump and voted to convict Trump for abusing presidential powers in February after the House impeached the president. And it's very interesting because back in June, Trump, as president, mocked Mitt Romney for marching with protesters in Washington, D.C. to end violence and brutality and to make sure people understand Black Lives Matter. So that's all that I can say at the time that we're dealing with everything that we are. It's very interesting dealing with these situations. With a couple of minutes left, I want to thank everybody who chose to tune in because his name was brought up. You know, everything that is done and happened earlier, I just want to thank people again who choose to tune in. Why not? Always, HJS, we can go out on this. Have a safe, whether you celebrate it or not, just do me a freaking favor. Have a safe Thanksgiving holiday. And I look forward to talking to you all next Monday. Catch you all at some of the events out there. Peace.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. As I speak it from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the arts. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop, so I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.